What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. We're going to open up the phone lines in a little while, not quite yet, but I still have a lot of stuff to get through. Getting an update on that Moab bomb on Afghanistan, the one thing that wasn't hit were the opium poppies. They're safe, so you can relax about that one here. Now, I know over the last couple of years, I have given Ann Coulter a lot of grief over her comment that a little radiation is good for you following Fukushima. But more and more, I'm beginning to actually like her and her points of view. And she actually came out with this comment. She was being interviewed by Joyce Kaufman on Wednesday, and Ann Coulter came on out and said, "I don't care if it was Assad who used chemical weapons. I'm tired of regime change. I'm tired of war." And that, I think, in a nutshell, summarizes all of our feelings about this. We've lived with all of these wars going back to 2001. We're tired of it because there is no end in sight. There's no end in sight at all. And it's looking more and more like a global nuclear war, and that is not something any of us want to have. And she was out there saying, war is like crack for presidents. War creates instant gravitas. All of a sudden, you're respectable because you're a war president. But Trump's attack on Syria was immoral. It violates every promise he ran on. It violates international law. It's destroyed his credibility both at home and abroad. And it's going to sink his presidency. He just lost his second term in office. And Ann is saying that if Trump were not being influenced by this cocoon of neocons around him, he'd be doing a much better job. Now, getting into other areas, apparently Republicans are asking the Department of Justice under William Sessions to please review the evidence against former IRS official Lois Lerner regarding the use of the IRS as a weapon of terror against Obama's political opposition. Remember when Obama was in office and Loretta Lynch was the AG? Didn't matter what they did. Hillary committed Title 18 felony violations. No prosecutions for them, but we're going to sue those global warming deniers out of existence. So they're going back to the new Department of Justice in the hope that William Sessions is going to be a little bit more amenable to looking at this issue of misuse of the IRS. Now, Judicial Watch is suing the Environmental Protection Agency over a third-party encryption app use against Trump. Apparently, everyone's playing with the codes in encryption. And it's just interesting. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, WikiLeaks has just released another Hillary Clinton email regarding Syria. This was from 2012. And Hillary says right in it, "Al-Qaeda is on our side in Syria." And we know that following that, the Obama administration, through Hillary Clinton's State Department, were smuggling weapons from Libya into Syria to give to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, our declared enemies in the war on terror. And here we are now, where U.S. troops are going to be fighting side by side with Al-Qaeda in Yemen. What a totally screwed up war. And I understand in the fog of war, you don't always know who's really your friend and who's really your enemy, but it's almost like they're deciding the battle lines here with a dartboard. You know, who's our enemy today? I don't know. Who were we friends with yesterday? That's our enemy today. Yesterday's enemy is today's friend. Everybody's switching sides, flipping back and forth. Looking at the economic news, apparently the French stock market took a major sell-off ahead of the coming election. Everybody is very, very nervous about what's going on. And now we're hearing that Marine Le Pen's campaign headquarters has been hit with an arson attack. So tensions are running high over there. That is the sort of thing that's going to backflash. That's going to build sympathy for her. Now, apparently, Donald Trump has announced he's backing off from his vow to blacklist China as a currency manipulator, because after all, currency manipulation is the job of the Federal Reserve. This may well be the quid pro quo for China to push against North Korea. This may have been part of what was discussed down at War-a-Lago between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping to get China to take a firmer stand against North Korea. Trade concessions, back off on the currency manipulation. Now, speaking of Trump, do you remember that whole big stink last year during the campaign when all these liberal-owned clothing stores and department stores banned Ivanka Trump's fashion line? Oh, we can't have this. We're going to just crush her by refusing to sell her brand. And there was an immediate huge backlash of customers who simply refused to go into the stores anymore. And it had nothing to do with whether they liked Ivanka Trump or Donald Trump or not. It had to do with the fact that Americans have a sense of fair play. And politics should remain in politics, and retailers should remember their job is retail. And it was seen as kind of a very unethical, immoral thing to do, and these retailers suffered for it. But apparently not Ivanka Trump herself. She's posted a 61% increase in wholesale revenues. So as much as I'm critical of Donald Trump, good for Ivanka that she's out there being successful, because Ivanka Trump is something the feminists absolutely hate. She's beautiful and successful, and she's got a family. And the feminists hate that. It undermines that whole victimhood, we're not successful because of the evil male patriarchy. And I have to be very honest, I'm not buying this idea that Ivanka Trump cried on Donald Trump's shoulder and convinced him to attack Syria. I have a feeling that was a desperate attempt at propaganda to get people to back off criticizing Trump for what he had done. Oh, well, he was just being a dad. Just being a dad, killing all those people and blowing up all those airplanes. Any father would have done the same thing. I'm not buying it until somebody gives me proof to the contrary. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network here. Now, over in California, they're talking about the Sanctuary City Bill, and apparently the city council in Glendora, which is a city I'm very familiar with, I live very close to it when I lived in Southern California, they have sent a letter rejecting California becoming a sanctuary state. This is Senate Bill 54. Now, knowing Glendora as I do, it is probably one of the cities more detrimentally affected by the illegal immigrant influx. And they're fed up. They're fed up on that. Now, you know all this violence that we're seeing over in Europe from their immigration policy? It's starting to happen here. Assaults on Border Patrol agents are up 143% for the first half of the current fiscal year over the same period last year. They're being physically assaulted and beaten up by the illegal immigrants. Maybe it's time to give these guys, at the very least, pepper spray and tasers, if not outright guns. Now, do you remember that Dortmund bus attack over in Germany? And it turned out to be an Iraqi refugee asylum seeker. Well, it got even more interesting than that. He's a former leader of an ISIS unit. And the German immigration open borders thing, just let him in. They let in a former leader of an ISIS unit, and wow, imagine our shock. He commits an act of terror. Way to go, Angela Merkel. Now, the German Federal Criminal Police Office is showing that migrant crime has drastically increased. Apparently, a huge increase last year over the year before. And remember what I said, migration is a filtering process. You're not getting a cross-section of the population of the source country. You're not getting the best representatives of the source country. You're getting the people who couldn't make it there. You're getting people who are fleeing prosecution. You're getting people carrying contagious diseases. When you just open your borders without restriction, what comes across those borders are the people those other countries are happy to be rid of. Remember that brief time when the U.S. opened up the U.S. to Cuban refugees? And Castro went down to all of the prisons in Cuba, and he took all those people, and he put them on boats and said, 90 miles that way. Now you're the Americans' problem. And South Florida became a huge crime zone because of it. Over in Sweden, where they're having a debate whether they should close the borders or ban cars, of their top 15 most wanted criminals, 14 are immigrants. And there's been an interesting development because apparently Swedish citizens are now filing criminal charges against the feminist government of Sweden for involuntary manslaughter through negligence. They might actually have a case, and that might be an interesting precedent for right here in the United States of America, that the government has allowed harm to come to the people through negligence and therefore should be paying for it. Now, this gets us over to a case that's happening in Herndon, Virginia, where a 40-year-old, previously deported, illegal immigrant has been charged with sexually abusing a 12-year-old girl multiple times. Apparently, somebody decided it was okay to hire this guy for a daycare center. And he didn't run the daycare. The daycare center was run out of a house in which he lived, and that gave him access to the children. And he just went and assaulted this 12-year-old girl multiple times. So I think the parents of that 12-year-old girl now have a case to go to the U.S. government and sue for negligence on the basis of this open borders policy that is being pushed by the globalists. Now, the Democrats, of course, are trying to find some way to stop the border wall funding. Paul Ryan and John McCain are now on their side. They're rallying Republicans to oppose building the border wall and strengthening our immigration policy. They're still on board with this globalist, let's blur everybody together, and yes, there's going to be rapes and drugs and diseases and murder, but it's a small price to pay for our dream of a global society and a single global private central bank. Congressional approval has dropped to 20%. It may not even be that high because these are numbers coming out of the corporate media. And by the way, the corporate media is out there trying to insist that Americans approve of what Donald Trump did in Syria. And I'm not buying that one little tiny bit. These are the same pollsters who told us Hillary Clinton was going to win in a landslide. Certainly the poll we ran here at whatreallyhappened.com is showing something very, very different. Now, over in Great Britain, the Remainers are still trying to find some way to undo the Brexit. We were reporting earlier in the week about how this German politician is demanding there be a new referendum, a second chance to rig the election. Because obviously the people of Great Britain were far too stupid to understand what Brexit meant. Actually, the British people are very smart, and Brexit is easy to understand. We don't want to be part of the European Union anymore. We don't want to be slaves to the European Central Bank. We don't want Brussels making our decisions for us. What part of that can you not comprehend? So now they're launching a new campaign to get a new referendum they can steal by claiming Russia hacked the Brexit vote. Anytime you don't get an election result that you don't like, oh, the Russians had to have hacked it. Absolutely, no question about it. Now, I love this next story. We put this one under the category of the woman scorned. Now, you've probably been hearing the tale of Robert Bentley, the former governor of Alabama, and he was forced to resign after an ethics investigation concluded he used state resources to conceal an affair with his advisor, Rebecca Caldwell Mason. He was catching a little on the side, having this little fling with one of his staffers, and he was using state resources as part of the process. It's a tacky no-no. Apparently, under Alabama law, it's okay to have an affair, just don't use the taxpayer funds to do it. How this all came about, I love it. Apparently, Bentley had a state-issued cell phone and a state-issued iPad. And he wasn't really using the iPad, so he gave it to his wife for her to use, not knowing that the messaging traffic was syncing on both devices, and his wife was seeing the sexting messages he was sending to his staffer. And she didn't say anything, didn't let on she knew. She just started pulling together all the evidence and sending it over to the ethics people. Good for her. Good for her. I think that's great. If you're going to use technology, please understand it. Now, here's another tragedy from political correctness. This is the University of Texas at Arlington. And apparently, the way the story is going on is he's a straight student. And he was in a class with a gay student, and the story we're getting from this Thomas Cloak is the gay student was trying to hit on him. Thomas rebuffed him, saying, I'm not gay, at which point the gay student made an allegation of sexual harassment against Thomas, that Thomas was saying all these gay bashing things about him. And Thomas was punished for sexual harassment on the basis of the accusation. There was no proof. It was just the PC. Oh, he's a gay basher. Get him. Get him. And they punished him. And this kid wound up committing suicide. He wasn't even given a chance to defend himself. In fact, as soon as the accusation was made, he was prohibited by the university administration from even talking to other people in the class who might have said, no, the gay guy was hitting on him. That's what happened. I mean, this is tragedy. The idea that any university, which is supposed to be educating our children to take part in our modern civilized society, is going to basically abandon the most basic principles of our government, which is the requirement of proof beyond a reasonable doubt before punishment is inflicted. But I guess the school administration said, well, if Trump can do it to Syria, we can do it to this kid. So let's talk about United Airlines. And I know a lot of people think it's just a distraction, but the story is just getting too good to ignore. We got to have some light moments on this show. We really have to. Okay, so what started this all is this video of this 69-year-old doctor. He was on a United flight. He was trying to get to some patients. And some people from the United Airlines crew came on board and said, we need to free up four seats. We're oversold. And they offered $800 inducement to anybody who would give up their seat, and nobody volunteered. So they picked four people at random to take off. Three of them just knuckled under and went, and this doctor said, no, I need to get where I'm going. Find somebody else. And rather than pick somebody else, United Airlines got into this whole tyrant mode, and they called the police, who dragged this guy out of the seat. In the process, they broke his nose, knocked out two of his teeth, and left him bloody. And the video went viral all over the place. And United Airlines, in their subsequent actions, revealed just how corporate management thinks of ordinary American people, including their own fee-paying customers. We will be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Update on Lois Lerner. Apparently, criminal charges have been filed against her. Good. Lois, time to make a deal and stay out of small suburban Washington, D.C. parks here. Apparently, the U.S.-led coalition back on Tuesday, accidentally bombed the Syrian military. At least they're saying it's an accident. Who knows? All right, getting on back to United Airlines. So, story is, United Airlines, flight was full. They came on, said it's overbooked. We need 4 volunteers to get on off. We'll give you $800. Nobody took it, so they picked 4 people at random. 3 of them went. One, the 69-year-old doctor, refused. And rather than simply pick somebody else, and he said, I've got patients I need to get to. I need to get to where I'm going. This is what I'm doing. They called the police and dragged him off the airplane, broke his nose, broke 2 teeth. He's now suing for technically breach of contract. So, United Airlines and their media assets launched a smear campaign leaking all this information about this guy, about his criminal past, and he'd done this and he'd done that, and they were out there trying to say, well, this guy had it coming. You shouldn't feel sorry for him. He's not a good person anyway. You know, he should have been beaten up by the cops years ago. And boy, did they goof because they got the wrong person. The criminal they're talking about has a very similar name, but it is a different guy. So now on top of breach of contract, this doctor can sue them for defamation. And it gets even better than that. As it turns on out, the flight was not overbooked. What happened was United Management wanted to get a flight crew to the destination airport. And they just walked onto the plane and said, give us four seats. So it wasn't really overbooked. They just, we're going to kick people. Yes, you bought a ticket from us, but that doesn't matter. You're just cargo. We're going to kick four of you up because some of our staffers need to get on to someplace else here. And apparently today, on a United Airlines flight, a scorpion fell out of an overhead bin and stung a man. And right now, I can imagine the CEO of United Airlines saying, have you ever had one of those weeks? And it's not over yet because Asians are now accusing United Airlines of discrimination and racism. And United stock has already dropped 4%. And I don't know about you, but I'm finding this incredibly, incredibly funny. All right, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines for the rest of the program, 800-313-9443. Now, here is an interesting story. This came out of Blacklisted News here. And it's calling attention to the fact right now that the definition of terrorists has become very blurred and can be used to tarnish and harm people who are not really deserving of that. Anybody speaking out against the government can be labeled a terrorist. And according to a recent article in the VB Daily Press, law enforcement, first responders, banks, and schools now have the authority to put somebody on the terror watch list. You can be on that list just because some TSA person didn't like you, didn't like the way that you looked at them. Now, the U.S. Navy is apparently funding development of a robot surveillance system which can spy on humans in incredible detail. It's a $1.7 million grant to researchers over at Cornell who are working to build a system which can conduct surveillance as a single entity with many eyes. In other words, taking multiple video feeds and putting them together. And we really have become the surveillance state. And in the long run, I think it's another boondoggle. They can get all this information. How do they correlate it? How do they get something meaningful out of it? All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials. We'll be back with the rest of our show after these few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just a couple of days ago, we heard Trump say that our policy in Syria has not changed. We're not going to go to war in Syria, blah, 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 blah. But according to Bloomberg's Eli Lake, Trump is considering sending anywhere between 10,000 and 50,000 U.S. troops into Syria, edging us closer to war with Russia. Now, I just had somebody write on in and said, this is really just a game of chicken. This is just a game of chicken. Nothing's going to come of it. At some point, somebody will blink. Not necessarily. I remember when I was in high school and two other students got into a game of chicken and neither one blinked and they both died. Now, apparently it has been confirmed. Judge Napolitano was right. Britain's GCHQ did spy on Trump's associates and shared the intelligence with the Obama administration. What a corrupted mess. Okay, now then, back to the computer stuff here. Apparently over in Denver, the Denver police have developed their own ability to crack and search cell phones. using a device called UFED, which stands for the Universal Forensic Extraction Device. It's from a company called Cellebrite. And apparently it's the leading model of mobile phone data extraction tools in law enforcement. And apparently in the city of Denver, the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution does not seem to apply anymore. And we're already hearing that travelers coming to this country from places like Britain will now be required to allow the full search of their cell phones and their electronic devices on crossing the border. All of which is pointless because we know that is what is going on. And anybody who is bringing data into the country will know not to have it on there. And we mentioned once before, you can get a micro SD card that'll hold 128 gigabytes, and you can hide it inside one of these hollowed-out nickels. And there's no way for them to find that. It really is ridiculous. This is just a police state that is justifying itself by being a police state. It's like the military-industrial complex. It's become a power to itself. We call it the security industrial complex. We need more surveillance, more money, more this, more that. There are bad people out there. No, the bad people are right here at home. They're the reason we're all living in poverty, why we're tap dancing on the edge of a nuclear war. Okay, Google has now launched their fake news fact check. We mentioned it briefly yesterday. It's wide open to abuse. Google is not even taking responsibility for what it says is true or false. They're letting people come on and say, oh, this is fake news. And who is going to get onto an article and say this is fake news? Whoever's being exposed by it. And this is why, again, find other search engines. DuckDuckGo, Yandex. Stop using these compromised, complicit social media platforms.
We have a call from Al in Virginia. Aloha, welcome. How is my time?
Somebody that was in the military, it's real close to me. But now I see it on the news to where, and he was wounded. And then he's on there and they interviewed him. So you might check it out later tonight. And where they were loading planes, his job was to guard a plane, a cargo plane. And it was not loading the planes with 9 billion pallets, $9 billion worth of pallets into the plane to take to, I think he said Iraq, if I remember right. I kind of caught it at the end of it, but
yeah,
as soon as it hit me.
Yeah, that happened during the first Iraq war when they were going on over there. They were just, printing up all this money.
No,
I know,
Mike,
it's happening again.
Right.
No, I was trying to establish there's a precedent for this of untraceable cash being sent into these war zones to buy off officials, to bribe officials, and so forth. Certainly, it was not being spent to improve the life of the Iraqi people. All that money that was poured into Iraq after the invasion was over, they didn't get anything for it on the ground. It all went to corruption. And it's kind of amazing. It's like weapons. The U.S. government is sending military weapons and all of this cash over to other countries at the same time they're trying to say that we shouldn't have weapons or cash ourselves.
Well, let me finish here just for a few seconds, maybe 10. And what my other connection has, it was there on the ground, said that they had a convoy that they had to protect that was delivering it to Afghanistan for the other side. For the other side. That's who they was paying, so they would keep fighting to keep the war going.
I'm trying to figure out I'm trying to figure out what would be the objective of that, to keep the war going. The war was originally started because this consortium of oil companies back in the 1990s wanted a pipeline right of way, and the Taliban wanted a reasonable price for the pipeline rights, and the oil companies figured it was cheaper to get the U.S. to regime change Afghanistan than to pay the Taliban's asking price for the pipeline right of way. Plus, of course, in addition, once the Taliban was out of power, Afghanistan began producing opium again for America's drug lords.
Okay, well, I have a different perspective, but that's okay. But that's all I had to say. I just wanted to let you know that it's on RT, and you could probably find it because it'll be back on at 8 o'clock my time, Eastern time. So anyhow, you can check it out for yourself.
All right. Well, thank you. I definitely will. I do have a little bit of a busy afternoon here. After the show, we're going to Skype with our new grandnephew, which is kind of interesting. Share a little story with you. Much of our family, obviously, is on the mainland, and so we do a lot of Skyping with them. And we have two other, another great-niece, great-nephew that we Skype with every single week. And they sort of grew up seeing us on the tablets and everything. And then finally we got to actually visit them in Indiana. And it was so weird to see them like come up and touch us because we'd just been flat people until that point. And so that was kind of a weird thing for them to go through. All right, back to the computer stuff. Interesting little article out of ZDNet, Windows XP, Why It Won't Die for Years to Come. And they're just talking about all the people holding on to Windows XP as long as they can. And the article was sparked by the fact that earlier this week, Microsoft officially ended all support for Vista. It is now officially sunsetted, and I don't think anybody's going to miss it. It was one of the many epic failures. And but people are still hanging on to XP. The military has actually signed a contract with Microsoft for Microsoft to continue to support XP for the military, just not for you. And Microsoft is out there saying, why are people clinging to Windows XP? Well, I'll tell you from personal experience. At the time they started pushing the later operating systems, XP had had all the problems fixed. It was stable. It was fast. It worked. And computer users are getting sick and tired of being forced to upgrade stable working operating systems for the latest greatest operating systems that arrive with thousands and thousands of bugs and more recently filled with spyware, all to make Bill Gates richer than he already is. In a functioning economy where we have the money to constantly be buying upgraded operating systems and then buy the upgraded applications that won't work with the new operating systems, we can go along with that. That economy doesn't support that anymore. And I think that's why more and more people are turning to open source and to Linux, because, yes, it's being upgraded and improved, but nobody's forced to go along with any of that. And the open source software generally compiles on pretty much any flavor of Linux that's out there. They have these wonderful automated configuration scripts that you run before you do the make install, and it goes on out and says, okay, this is what this machine does. I'm going to fix the compile so the software will work with it. And it's a really good working system. I'm having a lot of fun with my Raspberry Pi, and I'm trading emails with people about how things are going to work on it one way or the other. Now, as you know, this hacking group, the Shadow Brokers, got hold of all of these NSA hacking tools that had been leaked out. And they were on the dark net. And in response to Donald Trump's cruise missile attack on Syria, they released all of the NSA hacking tools. And while I understand their anger, I don't think this was a smart thing for them to do, because obviously these cyber criminals are going to be grabbing all these things. But it does provide an opportunity for computer security people to get these tools and start devising defenses against them for us law-abiding citizens. And now the passwords have been leaked out, so this stuff is now out there. And I'm still getting all these emails, well, if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to hide. And my reply to that is, do you have curtains on your windows? Do you close the bathroom door when you go to the bathroom? Yes, we have needs for privacy. It doesn't necessarily mean we're doing something wrong. Speaking of United Airlines, a story coming out of the Next Web is accusing Twitter of deleting negative tweets about United Airlines and its passenger abuse. And I would not at all be surprised. All these large co-opted social media platforms, we're seeing it. Come on, there's censorship, there's filtering, there are all kinds of things where they're trying to prevent people from seeing your posts and not let you know what's happening. We've caught YouTube lowering the view counts on Claire's music videos many times because they don't want them to get up in the trending lists. Twitter and Facebook and Google are as compromised as the corporate media, and you need to start out understanding that. Getting on back to Microsoft, apparently cyber crooks are exploiting an unpatched Microsoft Word vulnerability to distribute the Drydex banking Trojan, and it spread through booby-trapped emails, and apparently this Word hack works without needing to enable macros. Now, most security people will tell you disable macros on all of those Microsoft Office applications. If somebody is telling you you got to turn the macros on, be very, very, very suspicious. What's interesting is this exploit was only discovered last week. And the fact that it's out there is showing that it's been a very rapid weaponization of the exploit. And where is the NSA in all this? Aren't they supposed to be protecting us from this kind of threat to our cyber infrastructure? Now, there's been a development regarding our privacy over in New York, where law enforcement was demanding user data from Facebook. Apparently without a warrant, Facebook was refusing it. And this thing went up to a court in New York, and the court ruled that Facebook cannot refuse a demand for user data, and even worse, is not allowed to inform users their data is being requested by law enforcement. So what we're going to see here is it's phishing season. It's phishing season. The cops are just going to go through everything that you have on Facebook and look for something that they can use for civil forfeiture. And Facebook can't tell you a thing about it. And we know how out of control civil forfeiture is. Now, here is a really cool development. I cannot wait for this to actually hit the consumer market. Russia has developed a new disk media that is, for all intents and purposes, lifetime. It is predicted to be able to hold data securely for 100,000 years. It's even radiation proof and can be used in outer space. And the disk is made of quartz glass, and it's in the same diameter as a CD. And this principle of data recording and retrieval is similar to that already in use of CD, DVD, and Blu-ray. It's just a brand new material. And apparently it involves laser nanostructuring of glass, which looks to me to be a refinement of that little system by which they'll carve sculptures inside glass blocks. So it's a write once, use many medium, but that's going to be wonderful. I remember years ago discovering that these CD recordables that we were being sold in the store, and oh, they're going to last as long as a regular CD, and then we discovered, no, after 2 years, the data vanishes. We lost the archives of some of the early work we did in our production company, Claire's music, animations that we'd done, and we archived them because we want to go back and make demo reels. And all of a sudden, the data was disappearing. I feel really sorry for people who've stored their income tax data on CDRs, and they get audited, and they get out the CDRs, and all of a sudden it's all gone. That's going to be a big, big problem. All righty, let's see. We're going to start with a phone call, Nico in Southern California, and I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was calling about that Facebook fake news reporting little button you can press on there.
Yeah.
Now, forgive me if you already covered this because I came in a little late in the show, but did you happen to look a little deeper into the News Literacy Project, which is one of the main things on there?
Yeah, I did, and I'm going to put you on hold for 3 minutes for commercials, and then I want you to come on back and tell us all about it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the ramping up of the fear for North Korea is continuing. The latest story now is that Kim Jong-un can put sarin in his rockets and rain it down all over wherever. Again, we saw all the same stuff leading into Iraq. All right. So, Nico, you were talking about Facebook's new fake news reporting system and the organization behind it.
Well, I was, although there's an update on Kim Jong-un. I made to understand that he chews with his mouth open and his silverware scrapes on plates.
Well, nuke him.
Yeah, with the sarin tipped nuclear weapon. Yeah. So there's apparently, you know, I saw this Facebook, the News Literacy Project is what they're calling it.
Yes.
And apparently there's an ASU affiliated course called News LIT. And so I looked deeper into it, and what it says, what you'll learn, I'm going to read this, it's very brief. It says, in this course, you'll learn from some amazing folks who are part or keen observers of the news industry, including, among many others, Wikipedia's Jimmy Wales, Craigslist founder Craig Newmark, New York Times public editor Margaret Sullivan, and BuzzFeed editor Ben Smith.
In other words, all the gatekeepers.
Yeah, it's just, so you're going to hear from basically all the, am I allowed to, I guess the word I want to use I'm probably not allowed to say about these people, but you get my point.
Yeah, I do get your point, and thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're almost at the end of the program here, and we're going to close the lines. Let's see. There we go. All right, now then. Getting on to human-caused global warming. Down in the southern hemisphere, skiers are delighted. The snowy mountains in New South Wales just received their first blast of snow months ahead of the official start of the ski season. So once again, we're finding out all this snowfalls are now a thing of the past was just another corporate media lie. This thing with vaccines is getting out of control. The Telegraph is reporting that the World Health Organization is recommending, in fact, pressuring all governments to vaccinate boys for HPV to prevent cancer. And these are expensive shots. They're like 300 pounds for kids and 450 pounds for older people. And interestingly enough, only a year ago they were saying that you had less than a 0.1% chance of ever being exposed to cervical cancer, less than that if you're a guy, and now all of a sudden it's all over the news that 50% of the human race have been exposed to cervical cancer. Get your shot today! It's all about the money. It's all about squeezing the maximum amount of money out of you. And they don't care how, and they don't care if what they're selling you is actually bad for you. By the way, now that they're pushing pet vaccinations, they're starting to see autism in pets. I mean, it's ridiculous here. A little bit of good news. Monsanto's being sued for false advertising regarding their Roundup. There's the music. Time for me to go on out and make silly faces at the newest member of our family. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, with the lovely Lady Claire here on Republic Broadcasting. Please share everything you learn here with everybody else. It looks like they're going to ramp up in Syria. They're going to ramp up in North Korea. We are literally on the verge of a major global war. And we'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.